It often happens in life that we bump into someone who we haven't seen in many, many years. And sometimes when we bump into that person, so a couple things may happen. Number one, we may not completely recognize them. They may have physically changed, or just the opposite. It could be they look exactly the way that they appeared 20, 30 years ago. That's from a physical perspective. And sometimes we bump into that person, And they seem to be the exact same person, the exactly the way we remember them 20, 30 years ago. And sometimes that may be wonderful, that may be great, they're the same kind, generous, sensitive individual. And on the opposite end, unfortunately, sometimes they may have those same negative quality traits that we knew them for when we had interacted with them, perhaps when they were younger, when they were children, when they were teenagers, adolescents, or early adulthood, and now we see them all these years later, and nothing has changed. They're the exact same individual who they were, that they haven't in any way rectified or repaired or grown past some of those negative quality traits that they that were so prevalent in their life all those years earlier. And says the Pious Eshner Rebbe in his Sefer Chovos HaTamidim, If that's the way you encounter someone, or that's the way you present yourself all the years later, that's a tragedy. That means you haven't done any work during your life. In other words, he's circling back to where he began in the beginning of this whole discussion on ethics and character, about how important it is for us to grow and to change and to continue to develop and to work on our attributes. And if we do have certain negative quality traits, which is we all have, if we get angry, we have animosity towards other people, we don't speak in a dignified manner, if we're arrogant, whatever the case may be. So those are things that we need to work on. Those are things that we need to figure out, strategize, figure out how we can change, how we can improve, how we can get past those negative quality traits. And he says the following. He says, Shemana el klal hazeh. Listen to this very important principle. B'inyan hazeh, b'chein b'chol hanyanim. He says, if you don't make an Herculean effort to remove and uproot from within yourself all the negative character traits and nonsensical attitudes which you retain from childhood, they will stay with you forever and harm you. They'll always be a part of you. In other words, these things take work. It's not that you outgrow character traits. If this is the way you were when you were a child, so they're gonna be a part of you. It's not like if you're short or something like that. So eventually you'll grow at a certain stage in your life and you'll get taller. That happens automatically. But when it comes to character traits, those are things that, unless you're willing to put in the effort, they're going to remain with you. And he continues, and he says, if your Yetzirah tries to tempt you by saying, why should you work on improving yourself? And maybe you'll say the following, I'm too busy right now. I have other things going on. I'm busy at work. I'm busy at school. Now's not the time. I have other things I need to focus on, other things that are grabbing my attention. And he continues, he says, and that's why these negative traits are still part of me. They're still part of me because I just don't have time right now to work on them. So he says, and when you grow older, they will disappear on their own and your opinions and midos will improve automatically. You say, okay, but you know, just like I grow physically, so too, these things will eventually, they will fall away. Eventually, they will no longer be a part of me. Eventually, I will get past these negative quality traits. So he says very strong language. He says, "Rachem alecha, you should have mercy upon yourself." Velo soa velo, ki rak hashanim mizdaknos velo haish. He says, "Have mercy upon yourself. Don't listen to yourself if you have such an attitude that these will just automatically change." He says, "The only thing that grows older in life is your age, is your years, but not the internal person. There are people who are adults and even senior citizens in years, but in their age is measured according to their opinions and the essence of their personalities. They are still teenagers and sometimes even little children. You can encounter someone who's 70, 80, 90, 100 years old and they're still the exact same person they were when they were 10, or when they were 12. Now, sometimes that can be good. Again, if those are positive quality traits, they're still honest, and they're still sensitive, and they're still compassionate, so that's wonderful. But when it comes to negative quality traits, if they're the same person who they were when they were 10 years old, then that's a tragedy. That's in many ways, that's a wasted life. That's a wasted opportunity. God put us here to work on ourselves, to improve, to change, to grow, to become better. And in 60, 70 years, you weren't able to do that. You weren't able to fix and to repair. And he says, why did that happen? That's because they neglected to work on self-improvement. And were sure that the passage of time would take care of everything for them. They thought it just would automatically happen. But rather, we need to recognize and understand that these things are not easy to change. But if we do put in the effort and we take it seriously, so then we do have the capacity to make the necessary adjustments and improvements within our lives, within our character traits.